listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Either you are across seas, or you are home, or probably in your backyard soaking up the sun, or maybe just sitting in your room. I am pleased to be here, everyone. Of course, I am your host, Giovanni J. Smith, but you looking around trying to figure out who I'm talking to you. You can call me Joe. Now, everyone, I know that we are still in the midst of COVID-19, and it seems like a lot of things for right now, it seems like it's getting worse. Everybody's been social distancing, which we're going to talk about that in another episode. But I want to share the most amazing day I had, y'all. I think this was probably last Saturday. Last Saturday, I was home. I wasn't doing anything, but I was home, and there was a, I don't know if everybody's been following, but, you know, certain DJs have been going live to watch people, you know, to, like, just play random music as if people are in, like, the club or whatever. But there was a HBCU day party, and there were these two DJs who went to FAMU, or they live in Tallahassee, and they did a whole... I felt like I was in homecoming. Like, they did a whole slew of, like, mixing, different music, DJing. Oh, I truly felt like I was back at school. And no, I did not go to FAMU. I went to Bethune-Cookman University. You're welcome. It was amazing. Every ghetto bone in my body just came alive, y'all. It was so good. It felt good to be amongst the other people on this, on Facebook Live, and just share my two cents, you know, and say, yes, thank you for that pop, lock, and drop it. Thank you for everything that you have given us. So I had a great time at the HBCU day party. And I don't need no judgments. If you looking at me sideways, talking about, ooh, that's how she get down. Listen, I love when DJs could come and do they thing. I love it. It was a great time. I feel like I needed to share that. But before we get into our episode, you guys, I want to get into a sprinkle of excellence, where we are uplifting, highlighting those who are doing great things in their life and community and or anywhere else. And today's candidate is Destiny James. Now, Destiny, she is something. She's not something to play with, okay? Homegirl got her license to be a nail technician. So, ladies, if you need your nails done, Destiny is the one. Now, she's located in Orlando, but after COVID-19 and all this social distancing, go ahead and get your nails done, okay? Not only is she a nail technician, she is a dancer. She is thebomb.com. I have never seen somebody move their body the way that Destiny does. So please put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling some finely grated fresh ginger on your pineapple grilled short ribs and give it up for Destiny. We love you, girl. We love you. Oh, guys, so this episode, usually this theme was supposed to be, I themed this month showers of blessings, and my whole idea was each Friday was going to be some type of different blessing and different people on the podcast, but because we are social distancing, that is totally fine, because it is still a blessing. But today we're talking about working from home. Now, there are people who still have to go to work, there are people who still have to get the grind on, their job has not let them given them the chance to work from home. You have those who are doctors, nurses, people who are at the grocery stores, people who are picking up the trash. And then there are people who get to work from home. Now, those people, there are a couple of y'all that are just like, oh, I can't work from home, or I don't know what to do, or na 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 na. Listen, This is the perfect opportunity to create, to get these juices in your mind to flow, right? Now, I want to go back, and I know I'm going to repeat myself, but I want to go back to January when we talked about goals and visions. And I know that it's weird being at home and working from home and having to do everything at home. And some of y'all are parents. Y'all are having schools, homeschooling session with your kids. Some of y'all are over here giving cooking lessons to people. Who knows? You doing the bomb.com. But for those who don't have any of that and you're trying to figure out ways to continue to keep your daily work or routine habits alive, maybe you need a break from your everyday 8 to 5 or whatever, why don't you start re-asking yourself these questions of how are your goals for 2020, right? You all still have goals for 2020. How's your finances looking? Now look, this is not the time for y'all to go out and start spending a whole bunch of money just because you at home. Work towards something. If you have been wanting to work on creating a podcast or creating a musical or starting your own business, starting your own website, starting your own YouTube channel, you have the time to do that. Now, many people are not fortunate to have the amount of time that some people have. So the time that you have, learn how to maximize it, y'all. Learn how to maximize it. So if you have a goal or some type of dream or some type of vision that you have been wanting to do and you are at home, let's work on that, y'all. Get into a space, create a space in your home to work towards what you want to see. Now, I like to be positive. I know that there are some people out there who are naturally negative. I'm hoping that this whole COVID situation will come to pass in fall and we'll be back on our 2 feet again and we'll start socializing and hugging and all the people, right? But till then, I don't know. We don't know, but I like to be positive, right? So I'm thinking if you have time from now all the way through the summer to work on the projects or work on the things that you want, come on. This is the perfect time. This is the perfect time to dive in. Now, let me give you an example. So I currently work from home for my job, and I have put myself on a routine, a work from home schedule. So I wake up at 7 a.m. To do my devotions with my roommates. And then from 8 to 9, I go on a walk, listen to a podcast. 9 to 10, I'm eating breakfast, reading a book, getting ready, you know, showering, all that stuff, getting ready. I think 10 to 1, I'm working, creating, and doing that thing. So there's 2 blocks of time within my schedule. So 10 to 1 is when I'm working on what I got to do for work, personal projects, anything that I need to do, as well as from 2 to 4 is another block of time. And what I have given myself, is time, space, and grace for myself. So let me repeat that. I've given myself time, space, and grace. So time to set aside for the things that I want to work on, the things that I prioritize, some of the tasks or the projects that are important to me. Space for that. So when I create, I like to provide myself a different space than what I have created for my everyday work. So I could be working at my dining room table on work, and then I could probably go outside to figure out what creative juices I want or creative avenues I want when it comes to my podcast or it comes to, I don't know, wanting to build the next Eiffel Tower. Who knows? I don't, but that's just an example, right? And then I also give myself grace to myself, because not everything is going to happen overnight. And so with all of that, I try to repeat these 3 things of just being gracious to myself, allowing myself to make mistakes, also allowing myself to dream like I've never dreamed before. and also creating the spaces to tap into those different creative, to tap into creative spaces or get my creative juices going in, and also taking an advantage of time. One thing I've heard on a podcast, I think it was, I was listening to a live stream from a church, and the pastor was saying how, you know, how are we maximizing our day? And that really stuck with me. How am I maximizing my day while I'm working from home, while I'm creating from home or being home? And for those who are listening and you don't get a chance to work from home, maybe you have to be at work. Maybe you're a nurse. Maybe you're a doctor. Maybe you are working at the grocery store. You are at UPS or, I don't know, FedEx, wherever you're at. Maybe you don't get the chance to work from home. I would even offer this same question to you all as well, is like, how are you maximizing your day? I think most of us who don't have to work at our prospective locations don't even know some of the fears and, you know, the frustrations that people who do have to go into work deal with. But how are you maximizing your day? What's that thing that you're like, this is how I want to maximize my day? This is my goal for today. Maybe my goal for today is drinking 10 cups of water, and that's how I maximize it. Maybe I'm going around just to uplift and encourage people today or call people. So how are you maximizing your day? Now, we're going to take a break. I know that was a lot. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to get back into it with some solutions. Stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. Ladies and gents, how are you? Welcome back. Welcome back. We have been talking about our episode is working from home, and I've been just intertwining what we talked about in January about our goals and visions and how to revisit that in a time that seems like we are out of control, that we don't have any control of. So let me remind you, and I mentioned this months back. I mentioned how I was on Pinterest and I saw a cool quote that said, eat like you love yourself, move like you love yourself, speak like you love yourself, act like you love yourself. Let me repeat that again. Eat like you love yourself. Actually, we're going to break it down, okay? Eat like you love yourself. Now, I know that many of us, let me just speak for myself. I love to snack, okay? Can I just repeat that again? I love snacks. I love snacks. I love plantain chips. I love sweet potato chips. I love any type of chips. I love gummy bears. I mean, I just love fruit, blueberry, raspberry, all the berries, strawberries, everything. I just love snacks. And I think what I've had to understand in this time where I am at home is the number one is eat like you love yourself. Now, I love to move around. For those who know me, I am a busybody. I like to get my body moving. And I also want to be able to feed myself good foods. I don't want to binge on cookies or popcorn. No shade if you do that. But for me, I want to live a great, healthy lifestyle, especially in a time where I'm always in one place, you know? So I want to be able to eat like I love myself. I want to be able to feed myself the good fruit or the good sugars or the good food, you know? Not just eat pizza or tacos. Y'all, one time, the first time this whole COVID-19 started like popping off in Atlanta, I remember I freaked out that I went to Kroger and I bought probably 15 boxes of mac and cheese. Kraft mac and cheese. Now, let me tell you something. I love me some Kraft mac and cheese. And my behind was eating Kraft mac and cheese every single day until I ran out. Ain't that crazy? I had no fruits. I had no vegetables. I had nothing but mac and cheese. Now that, that's not loving yourself, okay? That's not loving yourself. So that's just an example. Eat like you love yourself. Second thing, move like you love yourself. Y'all, we just can't be on the couch or staying in bed all day long. Listen, try to get outside, do a lap. Try to get the sun hitting your skin, the wind brushing against your face, just something. Move like you love yourself. You want to give your, you know, try to get a buddy to hold you accountable. Now, I just ordered me a little Garmin watch, and that thing is a slap because I am so competitive. I'm very, very competitive. And I am all about trying to hit my 10,000 steps and more. I'm trying, like, there are certain challenges that I try to get at the end of the day. That's one of them. 10,000 steps every single day and more. So you want to move like you love yourself. Move. Give yourself some time to move your body. Do some yoga. Do a little Zumba activity in the middle of your kitchen. I do it all the time. I mean, and if moving means walking from your bedroom to your living room, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, listen, we're proud of you and we honor you. 3, speak like you love yourself. There are a couple of people here that, you know, we do not know how to speak life, let me stick with that. We don't know how to speak life to not only to other people, but to ourselves. And so in a time where we are at home, some people are living by themselves. Some people are just living life by themselves, you know? You have to be able to encourage and empower yourself, encourage and empower those around you if you are in family. So speak good things. Speak great things over your life, over the people that you love. Just speak great, wonderful things. And the last one is, act like you love yourself. Listen, if I was a guy, like let's say if the Lord decided to have, you know, make me a guy, I don't know, like have a second Joe and he was a guy. Like if I had a twin brother and a fraternal, whatever, y'all know what I mean. If I had a twin brother and he was a guy, ladies would be flocking. Okay, because I look good. I'm just saying, I look really good. So you have to, self-love is the best love, y'all. That's what I'm just trying to get to. Self-love is the best love. Self-love is the best love. I'm just going to repeat it again. Self-love is what, church? The best love, Joe. You're welcome. Now, the conversation doesn't have to stop here, you guys. Y'all could check me out on the on Instagram, S_Jova. Jova, or you can hit me up on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. Y'all, next week, we're going to be talking about social distancing. So what are some ways that we could kind of help each other in the midst of not being social? Because some of us, aka me, I need to be around people. So stay tuned because we got more coming for you. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.